This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. Our top stories first. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali says efforts to override the present political achievements cannot be successful. New coronavirus infection number drops to zero in three districts of Karnali province. And U.S. Congress overturns President Donald Trump's veto of defense spending bill. Now the news in detail. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali says the efforts to override the present political achievements gained from the people's long contribution cannot be successful. Speaking at a program organized by Federation of Nepali Journalists Palpa chapter today, Minister Gyawali said the efforts to override the achievements could not be successful as the Federal Republican system established in Nepal was supported by the nations in the globe. On a different note, Minister Gyawali opined that there was no need of any decision to make him spokesperson of the Nepal Communist Party, NCP. The minister also said his role played in the central politics justified his role as party spokesperson. Minister for Youth and Sports Dawa Lama says he will carry out his works by internalizing the energy of youths and experiences of seniors. Speaking at a program in Bhaktapur today, Minister Lama committed to delivering positive messages with reference to the government's output. The minister also expressed his commitment to coordinate with other ministries to fulfill the people's aspiration of development and prosperity. One more person has died of coronavirus infection in Banka district today. An 88-year-old male of Khajura Rural Municipality 7 died this morning while receiving treatment at Ferry Hospital in Nepalganj. The number of new coronavirus infections has dropped to zero in three districts of Karnali province. According to the Social Development Ministry of Karnali province, Kalikot, Rukum West and Mugu districts have now new cases of coronavirus infections. All three districts got free of virus infection after the infected ones got discharged following health recovery. A census of the water birds has been started in Nepal from Saturday with the objective of collecting the details and status as well as updating the number of endemic and migratory birds in the wetlands. The water birds census would be held in Nepal from today till January the 18th. And more than 300 persons, including experts of this sector, representatives of organizations concerned, and local volunteers would be involved in the census. The Wetland International has been globally coordinating the water bird census that is being undertaken through the collaboration of the Department of National Parks and Wildlife Conservation and other various organizations. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. The U.S. Congress has overturned President Donald Trump's veto of defense spending bill, the first time this happened in his presidency. The Republican-controlled Senate held earlier New Year's Day session to debate the move, which had already been voted for the House of Representatives. The $40 billion U.S. dollar bill will fund defense policy for the year to come. Mr. Trump, who leaves office in a few weeks, objected to certain provisions in the bill. And the Senate voted 81 against 13 for the National Defense Authorization Act, and a two-thirds majority is required to override a presidential veto in both chambers. It comes just 2 days before new U.S. Congress is due to sign in. The United Nations Atomic Watchdog says Iran intends to start enriching uranium to 20% purity, its most significant breach of an international nuclear deal so far. This remains short of the 90% required to make a nuclear bomb. But under the 2015 agreement, Iran was supposed to keep enrichment below 4%. And Iran began breaching the deal after President Trump took to the U.S. out of it and reimposed crippling sanctions. However, the UK, France, Germany, Russia and China all hope it can be revived. And in a similar move, the International Atomic Energy Agency said Iran had informed it out of its plans to enrich to a purity of up to 20% at its Fordo fuel enrichment plant, a facility built deep inside a mountain. More than 2,500 people have attended an illegal rave in France as the country continues to grapple with coronavirus infection. The event held in a warehouse at Lyon near Rennes in Brittany began on Thursday and is still ongoing. And police said a number of ravers are from the UK and Spain, and attendees have clashed with police, setting fire to a car and throwing objects at officers attending to shut the event down. And at least three officers are reported to have been injured in the incident. A U.S. appeals court has lifted a stay of execution on the only woman awaiting a federal death penalty. Lisa Montgomery had strangled a pregnant woman in Missouri before cutting out and kidnapping the baby in 2004. If the execution goes ahead, she will be the first female federal inmate to be put to death in almost 70 years. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawal says efforts to override the present political achievements cannot be successful. New coronavirus infection number drops to zero in three districts of Karnali province. And U.S. Congress overturns President Donald Trump's veto of defense spending bill. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.